Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to All Things WordPress and WooCommerce, a Do the Woo podcast show. This show is brought to you by Hostinger. Whether you are building a WordPress site or specifically a Woo store, their infrastructure brings your client's site speed, uptime, and security. And OmniSend, the solution for email and SMS marketing with their CRM solution for WooCommerce shops and your own website.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do the Woo. I'm Robbie Adair from OS Training.
And I'm Robert Jacoby from BotGuard.
And we're here to...
Camp you up! And we're thrilled to have Ronnie Burt from Gravatar at the Automatic Soundstage at WordCamp Europe 2024 Torino. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you're supposed to tell us all about some of the cool stuff that Gravatar is doing.
So Gravatar is 20 years old. It's been in WordPress core for a long time.
Wow.
And we are reviving it and making it as a profile as a service. So for the developers out there, you can use our APIs to have a much easier way of setting up whatever you need with anything profile related, avatars, social connections, all that kind of thing. So this is another way of just building the open web and helping people connect and breaking down those kinds of barriers. For everyone else, we have free profiles, free link and bio pages. You set them up and fill out your details, and that can be another place for you to point people to on the web.
Let's put Ronnie on the spot now. Like this can't just be show and tell. What about single sign-on?
Yeah, so that is something we're still working on. We want to get it right, because when you're dealing with something like single sign-on, security is super important. And so we're continuing to test, but our goal is to have another option out there that is passwordless, simple, supports pass keys out of the box for WordPress ecosystem and beyond.
Cool. And so you have some nice little toys here that you guys are giving out. And so tell us about those.
Yeah, these are a lot of fun. They're NFC tags. So they're little round tags that you can put on your lanyard, or I have one on my backpack. And so you tap them on your phone and your Gravatar profile pops up. So it's, instead of a business card, that opens up a browser window. So now I have like everyone's profiles that I've scanned as a tab in my browser on my phone today. And you can easily contact someone or follow them on X or whatever you're following people on these days. And it's just a little bit better than the old paper business cards that we kind of throw away.
Cool. And also, like, I use LinkedIn quite often that way, but not everyone is on LinkedIn. And so then they're like, oh, no, I'm not on that. And so it's, you know, or, then you got to figure out something else.
Yeah, they're not on it. Or they are not logged in at that moment. So when they click the link, it's not there. So they can't even follow you because it opens up in the browser and they have the app on their phone or whatever. Where ours is, it just opens.
Awesome.
There's got to be some other cool stuff you could do with this. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe like a giant WordCamp at the end of the year where this simple, inexpensive tech could be deployed on everyone's badge.
Yeah, badges I think would be great. I think we would love for everyone to be happy to, you know, you get to curate your profile. If you don't want your real name on it, if you don't want any contact information, you don't want an avatar photo, that's great. That's important information too for others to know. You want to be anonymous or whatever it is. But when we're trying to connect and grow a community or follow each other, then this is a much easier way of doing it once. And then wherever you go, whatever kind of conference or event, you don't have to fill out yet another profile or whatever. It's something that's reusable.
So it's not WordPress specific?
No, not at all.
And you keep talking about open. What does that actually mean? Like, I can't set up a Gravatar server.
Well, not at the moment. That is something we've actually talked a lot about is, you know, in the era of decentralization, we have the schema of data and how it's stored that we've kind of curated from, I keep using that word, but we're taken from a bunch of different sources of standards of like how you store profile data and things like that. Then we're hoping we can use things like Webfinger and other standards on the web to where if someone wanted to host the data somewhere else or locally or, you know, on their own site, they could do that, and then we could just be the connection, like a connector, like a switchboard, basically, to still have that data accessible via the API if you wanted it to be.
I'm just hogging the mic here.
You are. Okay.
Except for Ronnie.
I'm hogging
it. Is it going to be where I can just type in gravatar.com/my handle?
Yeah, so that works. You can also, hopefully any day now, have any domain you want point to your Gravatar profile. And so you can set up domain, you can get the domain through WordPress.com, and it'll automatically connect to your profile. And we'll eventually open that up to where you can have, you know, domain registered anywhere, existing domains. And that's an interesting concept. We have things like Blue Sky using domains as usernames. And so this, but there's no like profile to point to for those domains. And if, you know, I think more and more services are going to be, I hope more and more services are integrating that. So you don't have to rush to get a username that you want on every new service that pops up. You can use your domain as your username. Domain is another way of logging in, and that can be like another way of having your digital identity.
So so will you also support third-level domains? Like if I wanted contact.robbieader.com to go to my Gravatar profile?
I hope so. We're still working on that. You can definitely already do a redirect, but that's not the same as it being like the domain.
Oh, note to self, redirect made.
Yeah.
You just can't point an A record to it, I guess, is right. What you're saying.
Yeah, but I think that's something that's definitely on our list that our teams are working on.
And what about also company profiles versus just individual profiles? Mm-hmm. Like, can I make an OS training profile on there like I do on, say, LinkedIn or any other social media platform?
Yeah, we have a lot of those. And so every profile is just an email address. So you can just set one up for whatever email address you want. And it doesn't need to be a person. It doesn't need to be your, like, legal identity. It can be your, you know, persona or a company or whatever.
Or a bot.
It can be a bot. But actually, that's an interesting use case that we see for our API is in this era of bots not really knowing, you know, we have this around attestation and verification. So when you connect your Meta account or your WordPress.com account or your Instagram account or whatever to your Gravatar, we're saying that the same person with this profile has all of these accounts. And so this becomes a way of helping to verify this profile all belongs together. And there's not really anything like that that exists.
That's a really good point.
And so people can use the API to say, we have a Kismet is another product at Automattic, but others too, to help with, you know, figuring out how human or how long this email address has been in use around the web, how many places it's being used.
Is that already accessible, available?
Yeah, all via our REST API.
That's cool. Sorry, Robbie, I got one really, really huge wish. Are we going to be able to change our WP.org usernames?
.org usernames? I don't know anything about .org usernames.
Darn it!
And what about, because you got the handy-dandy little chip that you can do, do you also have QR codes that it generates for us?
Yeah, so when you log into your profile, there's QR codes there that you can download and use. So I would love, and I've seen this a few times, I would love to see it more, farmers markets, musicians, you know, all these places you see people with their QR code. I've seen some where they have a Venmo QR code, an Instagram QR code, and they have like a wall of QR codes. Well, instead, they could have their QR code to their Gravatar profile, and then right there at the top of the profile is, this is my Venmo, this is my Instagram, and it's much easier user experience. And I think that's a really great free use case for all of those types of creators and, you know, small businesses.
Awesome. So can you tell us some of the, you've mentioned a few things, but can you tell us kind of the roadmap that you guys have for the next, let's say, the rest of this year and maybe next year?
Yeah, so going back to like OAuth and authentication and that piece, we're still working on hard on. We got more domain stuff coming, and then really spending a lot of time on. So we were like the original LinkedIn bio service 20 years ago. We just didn't even know that was a thing, right? There were no LinkedIn bios, this page, and we're figuring out, talking to a lot of people, like, what would you like to see on this page? We don't want to turn it into something where it's like you're creating a whole website, right? It's got to be a single page. And we don't want to be exactly like Linktree or some of the others, but you're going to see a lot of focus on making those more customizable and for different use cases, making them helpful.
That's excellent. I'm excited. I don't like using paper cards, so anything that makes my life easier.
Yeah, me neither.
Just update everything at once.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't carried cards in so long, and I usually try to default to the LinkedIn or something that I think people will have. And I can't tell you how many times I've had to show people how to even use LinkedIn that way. But anyway, or send them my contact. Sometimes you don't want to send your full contact to someone else. So this is nice because it gives them the option of, do they want to save this as a contact, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And you can enable a contact form. So that way you're not sharing your personal data or anything, but they can choose to send you a message, and we limit the message to like half a tweet or half an old tweet, so like 100 characters or less.
Half an old tweet.
And
half a new X.
Yeah, 75 characters or something. It's on purpose because we don't want people to like just send you a bunch of like spam and sales stuff, right? It's like, we just met at WCEU. Let's follow up in 2 weeks, you know, short. And then you get all of their Gravatar contact information and profile data in the email, and you can choose to reply. And that's like a nice little handy way of making contacts in person a little bit smoother.
We're going to need an app for that.
Yeah. And
maybe.
Yes.
Oh, and you can't see Ronnie's face, but that was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. Or could we, you know, again, I love the little chip, but I don't always want to have it with me.
Yeah.
Could we have it in our wallet on our iPhone?
Absolutely. And that's going to come a lot faster than the app, in fact.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Works for me, too.
Yeah.
Great, great. Awesome.
So what's the best way to get a hold of you? I hope it's gravatar.com/...
Gravatar.com/Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, or Ronnie.link.
Woohoo!
Ooh, he's already got his custom domain ready to go. I love it.
Fancy.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Ronnie, for chatting with us here. Appreciate it. And, I mean, kudos on it. I love it. And now I'm going to go get my chip.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hey, thanks, Robert. It's fun, and I will see you on the next episode of Do the Woo.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank Omnisend.com and Hostinger.com for their support. Please consider checking them out, and thanks again for tuning into all things WordPress and WooCommerce. If you're not subscribed, just head over to dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on our Do the Woo full channel feed. Until the next time.